Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord once again. Amen. Happy Sabbath.
Happy day.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, please come into this congregation and speak to us. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My name is Willow Chiang. I am a student in this institution. I'm a member of TUXDA. I'm at a point in life where it is absolutely necessary that I walk alone. And so I have walked alone because I asked the Lord and he said, not yet. And so when the Lord speaks, we obey. So Amen. I dare not walk with anybody's daughter at this point in time. I will be ministering with Mtumishi Jeremiah over here. Will be my msomaji. Mtumishi, you can greet the congregation.
Happy Sabbath and happy day.
Thank you. I come from Kisumu, and Kisumu is a city, but obviously, I don't need to say that in front of people here. It is a well-known fact. It doesn't need to be said. Where we stay, there are two houses. One belongs to our landlord. The other is ours. We go to the same church as our landlord and his family. Now, to the landlord, I am like a son. He's an old man. I'm like a son to him. So they are both teachers, the husband and the wife. Now whenever they would leave to go to school, sometimes for a week or for 2 weeks, they would leave me in charge of their home. So he'd call me into his house and he'd tell me, take this key. This is now your house. Keep it and take care of it until I come back. Now those are old people, so the sofas that they have, bado wanatandika vitamba, zile vitamba za wageni. Now whenever we'd go and stay in their home for those 2 weeks, obviously I'm not used to vitamba, so I would sleep on the sofa na vitamba zina haribika haribika. And so by morning, the house would not be the way they left it to me. Now they would never tell me when they were coming back, never. So whenever we'd wake up in the morning, I always had to ensure that the house is spick and span, very clean, because I knew not when they would return. And there was never a day that they came back and they found their house untidy, because each and every single day when I would wake up, the first thing I would do is clean the house, tandika vitamba kwa viti, ensure vyombo zimeoshwa kwa jikoni. There was a work that needed to be done every day in preparation for their return. Every day. And looking at the times that we live in today, the Lord has gone up into heaven and he has given us a solemn duty. And he has not told us when he will return. He has not told us when he will return. So every day, there needs to be a work of preparation. Every day, because we know not when he will come. We know not. Soon, none know how soon he will return. Every day, we must wake up, prepare, and be ready. for the coming of the Lord. There needs to be, in the life of the Christian, a work that is done each and every single day. Each and every single day. Because the Lord is coming. Are you ready? The Lord is coming. Are you ready? And you know, I like the last stanza of that song that we've just sung. It is a beautiful, beautiful song. And it asks, Nawaza majani tu, unatunda kwa Yesu, mikono imitupu, unatunda kwa Yesu. Una chembe galani, kazi yako kulipa, wala o na furaha, unapomu na Yesu. It asks a solemn question. Wazaa majani tu, huna tunda kwa Yesu. Mikono imitupu, huna tunda kwa Yesu. The Lord is coming back. Are you ready? We have sins that still plague us. Cherished vices, darling sins. When the Lord returns, will we be ready? The Lord is coming soon. Are we ready to meet him? The title of my presentation today is Burdens. Burdens. What is your burden? Burdens. What is your burden? Mtumishi.
Naam.
What does the Bible tell us in the book of Daniel chapter 7?
Chapter 7, Daniel verse 9.
Yes.
The Bible says, I beheld till the thrones were cast down.
I beheld till the thrones were cast down.
And the Ancient of Days did sit.
The Ancient of Days did sit.
Whose garment was white as snow.
His garment was white as snow.
And the hair of his head like the pure wool.
The hair of his head like the pure wool.
His throne was like the fiery flame.
His throne like the fiery flames.
And his wheels as burning fire.
His wheels as burning fire.
A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him.
Continue.
Thousands and thousands ministered unto him.
Mm-hmm.
And 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him.
Mm-hmm.
The judgment was set and the books were opened.
The judgment was set and the books were opened. The judgment was set and the books were opened. The Lord is coming. Are you ready? The Lord is coming. Are you ready? Mtumishi.
Naam.
What does the Bible tell us in the book of Revelation chapter 14?
Verse 6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven.
Yes.
Having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Mm-hmm. Saying with a loud voice.
Yes.
Fear God and give glory to him.
Fear God and give him glory.
For the hour of his judgment is come.
For the hour of his judgment is come.
And worship him that made the heaven and the earth and the sea and the fountains of waters.
Amen. Fear God and give him glory, for the hour of his judgment is come. The servant of the Lord Daniel, in vision, is taken into the future history of the world. And Daniel is beholding what is taking place in the year 1844. There is a movement that is taking place from the holy place to the most holy place. And the servant of the Lord is telling us, the judgment was set and the books were opened. Now John the Revelator, another servant of God, in vision, sees angels flying in the midst of heaven swiftly. And this one angel has a message to proclaim to the ends of the earth. He says, fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment is come. The Lord is coming. Are you ready? The Lord is coming. Are you ready? Shouldn't this be our burden? Shouldn't this be our burden? Since 1844, the judgment has sat. Since 1844, names are being reviewed. Christ is in the most holy place. Judgment is going on. Will you be ready? The Lord is coming. Are you ready? Shouldn't this be our burden? Our title today, Burdens. What is your burden? Mtumishi.
Yes.
Read quote number one.
This is from Councils in in Christ in His Sanctuary.
Yes.
The Bible inspiration says,
yes,
every man's work passes in review before God and is registered for faithfulness or unfaithfulness.
Continue.
Opposite each name in the books of heaven is entered with terrible exactness.
Mm-hmm.
Every wrong word. Every selfish act. Every unfulfilled duty.
Every secret sin.
And with every artful dissembling.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven sent warnings or reproofs. Neglected,
mm-hmm,
wasted moments,
unimproved opportunities,
the influence exerted for good or for evil,
mm-hmm,
with its far-reaching results,
mm-hmm,
all are chronicled by the recording angel.
They're all recorded by the recording angel. Read 1.1.
Could the veil which separates the visible from the invisible world be swept back?
Continue.
And the children of men behold an angel recording every word and deed,
mm-hmm,
which they must meet again in the judgment.
Mm-hmm.
How many words that are daily uttered would remain unspoken?
Mm.
How many deeds would remain undone?
The Lord is coming. Are you ready? The Lord is coming. Are you ready? Listen to what Christ in His Sanctuary 183.4 says. The hidden selfishness of men stands revealed in the books of heaven. There is the record of unfulfilled duties to their fellow men, of forgetfulness of the Savior's claims. There they will see how often were given to Satan the time, thought and strength that belong to Christ. Sad is the record which angels bear to heaven. Intelligent beings, professed followers of Christ, are absorbed in the acquirement of worldly possessions or the enjoyment of earthly pleasures. Money, time, and strength are sacrificed for display and self-indulgence, but few are the moments devoted to prayer, to the searching of the scriptures, to humiliation of soul and confession of sin. The Lord is coming. Are you ready? The Lord is coming. Are you ready? The servant of the Lord Daniel tells us the judgment was set, the books were opened. The angel in the book of Revelation tells us, fear God and give Him glory. The hour of His judgment is come. Worship Him who made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and the fountains of waters. The Lord is coming. Are you ready? Mtumishi, read quote number two.
Satan invents unnumbered schemes to occupy our minds,
yes,
that they may not dwell upon the very work with which we ought to be best acquainted.
Mm-hmm.
The arch deceiver hates the great truths,
mm-hmm,
that bring to view an atoning sacrifice,
mm,
and an all-powerful mediator.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that with him everything depends on his diverting minds from Jesus and His truth.
The Lord is coming. Are you ready? You know, the devil knows that we aren't prepared. He knows that we are weak. It is his goal and it is his object to keep us distracted just long enough for probation to close. The Lord is coming. Are you ready? What does the Bible tell us in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4?
Verse 3 and verse 4.
Yes.
The Bible says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost,
mm-hmm,
in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
The devil doesn't want us to behold Christ because Christ is the solution. The Lord is coming. Are you ready? The Lord is coming. Are you ready? And so it is the work of the devil to keep you distracted at all times, just long enough for probation to cease, to remain asleep just long enough for probation to close. Mtumishi, read quote number three.
it says.
Yes.
We are now living in the great day of atonement.
We are living in the great day of atonement.
In the typical service,
yes.
While the high priest was making the atonement for Israel,
uh-huh.
all were required to afflict their souls
mm-hmm.
by repentance of sin and humiliation before the Lord.
Continue.
Lest they be cut off from among the people.
Mm-hmm.
In like manner,
yes.
All who would have their names retained in the book of life.
All who would have their names retained in the book of life.
Should now,
mm-hmm.
in the few remaining days of their probation,
in the few remaining days of their probation,
afflict their souls before God by sorrow for sin
and true repentance.
There must be deep, faithful searching of heart.
Mm-hmm.
The light frivolous spirit indulged by so many professed Christians must be put away. There is earnest warfare before all who would subdue the evil tendencies that strive for the mastery.
There's an honest warfare. Continue.
The work of preparation is an individual work.
Yes.
We are not saved in groups. The purity and devotion of one will not offset the want of these qualities in the other.
Continue.
Though all nations are to pass in judgment before God,
mm-hmm.
yet he will examine the case of each individual
mm-hmm.
with as close and searching scrutiny
mm-hmm.
as if there were not another being upon the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone must be tested and found without spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
The Lord is coming soon and we are not ready. The Lord is coming soon. And we are not ready. This should be our burden. Burdens. What is your burden? This is the truth of the times. This is what needs to be heard. This is what needs to be presented. It is present truth. The soft messages of God's love without God's requirement and standards have lulled the church into a deep sleep, a deep stupor. The messengers of the Lord that have been sent to speak to his children have lulled the church into a deep sleep, a deep stupor with soft messages. Soft messages have lulled us into a deep sleep. There's so much comfort, lack of urgency. The Lord is coming and we are not ready. It is not a time for soft messages. The messengers of the Lord have lulled the church into a deep stupor with soft messages. Mtumishi.
Yes.
What does the Lord tell us in the book of Isaiah chapter 30?
Chapter 30 verse 9 and 10.
Yes.
That this is a rebellious people.
This is a rebellious people.
Lying children. Children that will not hear the law of the Lord.
Children that will not hear the law of God. Which say to the seers,
uh-huh. See not. And to the prophets, Prophesy not unto us right things.
Continue.
Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceits.
Ah. This is not the message that the church wants now. Preacher man, prophesy not unto us right things.
Mm.
Give us smooth sayings. Prophesy deceits. It is not a time for smooth sayings. The Lord is coming and we are not ready. The Lord is coming and we are not ready. There's a deep stupor, deep sleep, because the messengers of the Lord have only presented soft messages without God's requirements and God's standards. Preacher man, give us smooth sayings. Prophesy deceits. Prophesy not the right things. But friends, it is not a time for smooth sayings. The Lord is coming. We are not ready. Mtumishi.
Yes.
Read quote number 4.
Solemn are the sins connected with the closing work of the atonement. Momentous are the interests involved therein. The judgment is now passing in the sanctuary above. For many years this work has been in progress
since 1844.
Soon. None know how soon.
It will pass to the
cases of the living.
It will pass through the cases of the living.
In the awful presence of God.
In the awful presence of God.
Our lives are to come up in review.
Our lives are to come up in review.
At this time above.
Mm-hmm.
At this time above all others, mm-hmm. It behooves every soul,
mm-hmm.
to heed the Savior's admonition.
And what is the Savior's admonition to Mishi?
Watch and pray.
Watch and pray.
For ye know not when the time is.
For ye know not when the time is.
If therefore thou shalt not watch,
if therefore thou shalt not watch,
I will come on thee as a thief.
I will come on thee as a thief.
And thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee.
Thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Preacher man, prophesy not the right things. Give us smooth sayings. Prophesy deceits. But it is not a time for smooth sayings. The Lord is coming. And we are not ready. The Lord is coming and we are not ready. Shouldn't this be our burden? Burdens. What is your burden? What is your burden? What does the word of God tell us in the book of Jeremiah chapter 8?
Chapter 8 verse 10 and
yes.
11.
Yes.
Therefore will I give their wives unto others,
mm-hmm.
and their fields to them that shall inherit them.
Mm-hmm.
For everyone from the least even unto the greatest is given to covetousness.
Continue.
From the prophet even unto the priest,
mm-hmm.
everyone dealeth falsely.
Now listen to what false prophets and false shepherds say to the flock.
For they have healed the heart of the daughter.
They have healed the heart of the daughter.
Of my people slightly.
Of my people slightly.
Saying. Peace.
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 When there is no peace.
When there is no peace. And what does Jeremiah chapter 6 tell us?
Verse 14.
Yes.
Says, they act as my people's wounds were only scratches.
They act as though my people's wounds were only scratches.
All is well.
All is well.
They say.
They say.
When all is not well.
All is not well. That is what false shepherds speak. That is what false prophets say. All is well. All is well. Peace. Peace. When there is no peace. And you see, we give ourselves some false sense of security because we are in the church of God and because we worship him every Sabbath. But Mtumishi,
yes.
What does the Lord say in Jeremiah chapter 7?
Chapter 7 verse 4.
Yes.
From the Good News Bible, it says,
yes.
Stop believing these deceitful words.
Stop believing these deceitful words.
We are safe.
We are safe.
This is the Lord's temple.
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 We are safe. Because we are in the Lord's temple. The Lord is saying, stop believing those deceitful words. We are not safe. Because the Lord is coming and we are not ready. Read quote number 5.
This is from Testimonies volume 1.
Yes.
124.2. It says, I have seen an angel standing with scales in his hands weighing the thoughts and interests of the people of God.
Continue.
Especially the young.
Especially the young.
In one scale were the thoughts and interest tending heavenward.
Continue.
In the other were the thoughts and interest tending to earth.
Mm-hmm.
And in this scale were thrown all the reading of storybooks,
mm-hmm.
thoughts of dress and show, vanity, pride, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a solemn moment.
What a solemn moment.
The angels of God standing with scales,
mm-hmm.
weighing the thoughts of his professed children,
mm-hmm.
those who claim to be dead to the world and alive to God.
Mm-hmm.
The scale filled the thoughts of earth,
mm-hmm.
vanity,
mm-hmm.
and pride quickly went down.
They quickly went down.
Notwithstanding, weight after weight rolled from the scale.
Mm-hmm.
The one with the thoughts and interest tending to heaven went quickly up as the other went down. And oh, how light it was.
How light it was.
I can relate this as I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
But never can I give the solemn and vivid impression stamped upon my mind.
Mm.
As I saw the angel with the scales weighing the thoughts and interest of the people of God.
What did the angel say?
Say the angel,
mm.
Can such enter heaven?
Can such enter heaven?
No,
mm.
no,
mm.
never.
Mm.
Tell them the hope they now possess is vain.
Mm-hmm.
And unless they speedily repent and obtain salvation, they must perish.
Can such enter heaven? No. No. Never. The Lord is coming. We are not ready. The Lord is coming and we are not ready. Shouldn't this be our burden? He is coming and we are not ready. Burdens. What is your burden? Listen to these solemn words from the pen of inspiration. As I saw the dreadful fact that God's people are conformed to the world, with no distinction, except in name, between many of the professed disciples of the meek and lowly Jesus and unbelievers, my soul felt deep anguish. I saw that Jesus was wounded and put to an open shame. Said the angel, as with sorrow he saw the professed people of God loving the world, partaking of its spirit, and following its fashions. This is what the angel cried out. Cut loose, cut loose, lest he appoint you your portion with hypocrites and unbelievers outside the city. Your profession will only cause you greater anguish, and your punishment will be greater, because ye knew his will, but did it not. Cried the angel, cut loose, cut loose, cut loose from the world, because the Lord is coming, and we are not ready. Shouldn't this be our burden? That the Lord is coming, and we still have cherished sins, sins that are difficult to overcome, cherished sins, and Christ understands how difficult they are. But do we understand, do we have that burden, that there's a sin in my life that is so difficult that I keep going back to? The Lord is coming. The Lord is coming. We are not ready. Burdens. What is your burden? You know, the Lord is coming, but some of us are more concerned by who will marry us, and some by who they will marry. These are the burdens that the children of God are having right now. Burdens. What is your burden? You are burdened by a man. You are stressed because of a woman. But the Lord is coming, and you are not ready. Burdens. What is your burden? My sister, you've shown him all the signs, haven't you? Siku za githeri unabeba avocado. Siku za rice na beans utabeba chapo. Baki kidogo, siku za olikomu bebe majimoto na kuosha mguu. All the signs. But he won't even look twice at you, isn't it? All the signs, all the signs. And I want to thank the Lord for those brothers, because the only signs that we should be discerning right now are the signs of the times. Those are the only signs we should be discerning right now. Ah, that man has been shown all signs. He's not getting it. He's not understanding. He won't even look twice at you. Praise the Lord. My brother, you've simped day and night. Certified simp. Day and night. In fact, last night, you texted her, didn't you? Three texts. Hi, hi, hey. Great exhorter. Now the worst thing is that she's still posting status while your message is left on great X. That's the worst thing. Uliona hizo tatu hajajibu ukaamua maybe shida ni lugha. Kabadilisha ukasema hujambo. Great X. So I don't know how you'll greet her today in church. I don't know. I don't know. But listen, the Lord is coming and we are not ready. The Lord is coming and we are not ready. It is not a time to think about men or women. The Lord is coming and we are not ready. He is coming. We are not ready. Our greatest burden is a man. A man. Your greatest burden is a woman. She has not replied to your texts. It pains you. Your greatest burden. Yet the Lord is coming, and you are not ready. The Lord is coming. We are not ready. These are the burdens that the children of God are having now. Can such enter heaven? No. No. Yeah. Never. Cried the angel. Cut loose. Cut loose. Cut loose from the world. Because the Lord is coming. We are not ready. 90% of you here today are not ready to consider relationships. 90%. of you here today are not ready to consider the weighty issues of marriage. 90% not ready. Yet these are the burdens that trouble your soul. Yet the Lord is coming and we are not ready. Now I've said this before and I will say it again here today explicitly. I do not subscribe to the notion that you must get somebody here in campus because outside there, there are no good partners. That is a lie. That is a lie. The Lord is coming. We are not ready. Now this is for the singles, those who are not in relationships. For those who are in relationships, it's a different story. And by the way, let me just say this. For those who are in relationships and they consulted their parents, they consulted their godly friends, and they went to the lady's parent, and the gent went to his parents, and said, these are my intentions. I want your daughter. Mom and dad, these are my intentions. I want this lady. And they accepted. Let me tell you this. I hold immense respect for you. Immense respect. Immense. Can't even state it in words. And this is my sincere prayer, that the Lord will bless those relationships, that those relationships will lead to godly marriages that will glorify the Lord. It will prove to the world that love still exists, that marriages still work. My sincere prayer, We need godly tuxedo weddings, But to these other relationships, suddenly, all of a sudden, you are dating. It's been 1 week. All of a sudden, you are so in love. Suddenly. Nobody knew. Suddenly, you are dating. It is my sincere prayer. That all those ungodly relationships will break as soon as possible. Lord, to the ungodly relationships that will lead to fornication, these ungodly relationships that will leave ladies feeling used, manipulated, filthy and dirty, Lord, my sincere prayer, you break them now. Those ungodly relationships, may the Lord break them now. No further, now. Or may they not proceed. Ungodly relationships leading to ungodly marriages which dishonor the Lord. They prove to the world that love is dead. Marriages don't work anymore. Ungodly relationships, may they come to an end now. That is my sincere prayer. You know, courtship isn't wrong, but ungodly courtship is wrong. It's very wrong. Have you consulted the Lord? Has he given an okay? Have you consulted your parents? Have you talked to your godly friends? If not, break that relationship now. The Lord is coming. Our greatest burden should be our souls, not women or men. That should not be our greatest burden. There comes a time when that burden is to be hard, but 90% of you in here are not ready for those burdens. 90%. The Lord is coming. We are not ready. Shouldn't this be our burden? Mtumishi.
Yes.
What does the Lord say in the book of Matthew chapter 6?
Verse 33.
Yes.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And his righteousness.
Yes.
And all these things shall be added unto you.
Mm. So Mtumishi.
Yes.
We're not supposed to seek first relationships.
Mm.
What are we supposed to seek first?
The kingdom of God.
The kingdom of God.
Yes.
Interesting.
Mm.
So I should not be worried about a woman.
Sure.
What should I be worried about?
The woman of the Lord. That is the church.
Lord is coming. We are not ready. And the devil knows that his time is short. the devil is preparing thoroughly to meet the children of God at their weakest points. Preparing thoroughly. Thoroughly. Those ungodly relationships that you have will lead to fornication. And you will be left feeling used, manipulated, filthy, and dirty. Break them now. No sooner. Now. Mtumishi.
Yes.
What does the Lord tell us in the book of Revelation chapter 12?
Verse number 12.
Yes.
Therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them.
Yes.
Woe to the habitats of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you.
Yes.
Having great wrath.
Yes.
Because he knoweth that he hath but a short time.
He knows that he has but a short time. And you see, the devil isn't sleeping. He's preparing great and mighty deceptions. He isn't sleeping. Great and mighty deceptions. In fact, Mtumishi,
yes.
What does the Lord tell us in the book of Matthew chapter 24?
Verse number 24.
Yes.
For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and shall shew great signs and wonders in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
The very elect.
Yeah.
And you know an interesting thing with the elect, Mtumishi?
Mm.
The elect have studied the word of God properly.
Yeah.
But God is saying, if it were possible, those deceptions will deceive even the elect.
Sure.
In fact, listen to how Christ begins this exposition in the book of Matthew chapter 24 and verse 4. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 4.
The Bible says,
yes.
Verse 4, And Jesus answered and said unto them,
yes.
Take heed that no man deceive you.
That no man deceive you.
Mm.
Kwa Kiswahili yetu tunasemaje, mtumishi? Chunga.
Mm. Chunga. Angalia mtu asikudanganye.
Now, take heed that no man deceive you, because the challenges, the deceptions, the tribulations that are coming our way are going to be so heavy and so deceptive that if you rely only on our feelings and our senses, we are going to fall. We are going to fall. The Lord is coming. And we are not ready. The Lord is coming and we are not ready. These temptations are like nothing we've seen before. The devil is going to go all out. It's the last stretch, like nothing we've seen before. He's going all out. All out. Now let me tell you, when I was in Kabianga, it's a school in Kericho. And the church in Kabianga is a powerful church. A powerful church. That's where I met the Lord. Now in the church, there used to be a certain young man that I was mentoring. That young man came to me one day and told me, you know, I had a dream. And before I continue, what does the Lord say in the book of Joel chapter 2?
The book of Joel chapter 2 verse 28
yes.
and 29.
Yes.
And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
They shall prophesy.
Your old men shall dream dreams.
They will dream dreams.
Your young men shall see visions.
They will see visions.
And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour my spirit.
Mm. So the young man comes to me and tells me, I had a dream. And in that dream, I saw Jesus Christ coming back. Now, many people began running towards this figure that looked like Christ. Many people were running. And he told me that when he looked at that figure, it looked like Christ so much, he also began to run towards Jesus Christ. But along the way, the young man notices something. Not everything is right with this Jesus Christ. And so he halts. This is not Jesus. This is that last, final, great deception. And he turns to those who are running and he tells them, this is not Christ. This is not Christ. Go back. But those people are not listening. They were running frantically towards Jesus Christ. Running frantically towards Jesus Christ. Now, I believe that that young man had a dream from the Lord. Because what he dreamt was in harmony with the testimony of Scripture and with the testimony of the spirit of prophecy. And that is how you test these things. The spirit of prophecy tells us that the last great deception will be Lucifer impersonating the second coming of Christ himself. And many will be deceived. Many will be deceived. So how are we to prepare? How are we to prepare? And to me, she read quote number 7.
To the law and to the testimony.
To the law and to the testimony.
If they speak not according to this word.
If they speak not according to this word.
It is because there is no light in them.
It is because there is no light in them.
That is Isaiah 8 verse 20. The people of God are directed to the scriptures as their safeguard.
Their scripture is the safeguard.
Against the influence of false teachers.
Against the influence of false teachers.
And the delusive power of spirits and of darkness.
And the delusive power of spirits of darkness.
Satan employs every possible device to prevent men from obtaining a knowledge of the Bible. For its plain utterances reveal his deceptions. At every revival of God's work, the prince of evil is aroused to more intense activity. He is now putting forth his utmost efforts for a final struggle against Christ and his followers. The last great delusion is soon to open before us.
The last great delusion is soon to open before us.
Antichrist is to perform his marvelous works in our sight.
He is to perform his marvelous works in our sight.
So closely will the counterfeit resemble the true that it will be impossible to distinguish between them except by the Holy Scriptures.
Except by the Holy Scriptures.
By their testimony, every statement and every miracle must be tested.
It is by the testimony of the Scriptures that every miracle, every testament or statement must be tested. The Lord is coming and we are not ready. And the devil is preparing mighty works to deceive us. And we are being told the only safety, the only safeguard, is the word of God. Listen to what the servant of the Lord says in the book Great Controversy 5:19.2. He says, Satan well knows that all whom he can lead to neglect prayer and the searching of the scriptures will be overcome by his attacks. Therefore, he invents every possible device to engross the mind. He invents every possible device to engross the mind. The devil is already preparing for the final conflict. He's already preparing for us to fall. But you see, we are too busy. We are too busy for God. We don't have any sense of urgency that the Lord is coming. And we are not ready. The Lord is coming. And we are not ready. Shouldn't this be our burden? Shouldn't this be our burden? Burdens. What is your burden? That was the title of my presentation today. Burdens. What is your burden? I'll tell you what my burdens are. I am burdened when the daughters of God feel dirty and filthy because they allowed a man to manipulate them. And that man manipulated them enough for them to sacrifice their purity. Now they feel so filthy, they can't even come to church. I am burdened. I am burdened when we come to church at 11 or 11:30. Yet service starts at 8. What happened to Sabbath school, friends? I'm burdened. When we get to church but sit at the back and use our phones. This is not an attack on you guys, by the way. We use our phones. We use our phones throughout. We don't even care when the preacher man is speaking and the Lord wants to speak to us through his word. There's no sense of urgency. The Lord is coming, but we are not prepared. And we don't know that. Mtumishi.
Yes.
What does the Lord say in the book of Malachi?
Malachi chapter 1.
Yes.
Verse 6.
Yes.
A son honoreth his father.
A son honoreth his father.
And a servant his master.
A servant his master.
If then I be a father.
If then I be a father.
Where is mine honor?
Where is my honor?
And if I be a master.
If I be a master.
Where is my fear?
Where is my fear?
Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priest, and despise my name. And he say, wherein have we despised thy name?
If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Wait a minute. We can attend classes at 7, but we can't make it to church on time. And we dare not use these phones in the lectures. But of course God understands when we decide to watch football highlights, we decide to play games in church, and the word of God is being spoken. The Lord is coming, and we are not ready. We are not ready. I am burdened because it seems the message of dress reform has become a foreign concept. I mean, we don't even know about it anymore. And in about 5 years from now, what will be the state of things? But you know what burdens me the most, Church? What burdens me the most is that the Lord is coming soon and I am not ready. That's what burdens me the most. That he is coming soon and I am not ready. The Lord is coming and I am not ready. Burdens. What is your burden? Does it burden you that he is coming again soon and you are not ready? That there are sins that are too strong for us to overcome. Too strong. We keep going back to them, back to them. And he is coming and we are not ready. It burdens my heart that the Lord is coming again and I am not ready. It burdens my heart. What is your burden? Burdens. What is your burden? I am thankful because the Lord tells me, Ivan, you have labored but you have failed all the time. You've tried but you keep on failing each and every single time. You are burdened. And so he says, come to me with that burden. I will take care of it. Come to me with that burden and I will take care of it.
Amen.
The Lord is coming and I am not ready. But the Lord tells me, Ivan, come to me. I will make you ready. I will make you ready. Yes, you're not ready, but come to me. I will make you ready. It seems sometimes impossible to overcome certain sins because we've become so accustomed to them. They are so difficult to overcome. So difficult. But the Lord is saying, listen, you're not ready, but come to me. I will make you ready. That is my work. It is not yours. It is the Holy Spirit that gives us that burden for our soul. And once it does, it is our duty to go to the Master and say, Lord, we have toiled all the night, but we've gotten nothing. And the Lord says, cast once again. And because I have said so, you will get something. So the Lord is coming, and we are not ready. But he is calling. He is calling, and he is saying, come. Come to me, and I will make you ready. Tumishi, read quote number 12 as you are now preparing to close.
It says, but many say, how can I help sinning? I have tried to overcome, but I do not make advancement.
How can I help sinning? I have tried to overcome, but I cannot progress.
In your own strength you will fail.
In your own strength you will fail.
But help has been laid upon one who is mighty.
Help has been laid upon one who is mighty.
In his strength you may be more than conqueror.
In his strength you may be more than a conqueror.
Say.
Say.
Through the grace of God I will be an overcomer.
Through the grace of God I will be an overcomer.
But put your will on the side of God's will.
Put your will on the side of God's will.
And with your eye fixed upon him who is the author and finisher of your faith.
With your eye fixed upon him.
You may make strength paths for your feet.
Mm.
When you are tempted, say,
when you are tempted, say,
Jesus is my Savior.
Jesus is my Savior.
I love him because he first loved me.
I love him because he first loved me.
Show that you trust him.
Show that you trust him.
As you walk the streets.
As you walk the streets.
As you walk about your house.
As you walk about your house.
You can communicate with your Lord.
You can communicate with your Lord.
Lay hold upon him by living faith
mm.
and believe his word to be the letter.
Read quote number 15.
But how many do not pray?
How many do not pray?
They feel under condemnation for sin.
They feel under condemnation for sin.
And they think they must not come to God until they have done something to merit his favor.
They think they must not come to God until they've made themselves a little bit clean.
Or until God has forgotten about their transgressions.
Or until God has forgotten.
They say,
mm-hmm.
I cannot hold upon holy hands before God without wrath or doubting,
mm-hmm.
and therefore I cannot come.
Therefore I cannot come.
So they remain away from Christ.
They remain away from Christ.
And are committing sin all the time in so doing.
Mm-hmm.
For without him you can do nothing but evil.
Mm-hmm.
Just as soon as you commit sin,
just as soon as you commit sin,
you should flee to the throne of grace.
You should flee to the throne of grace
and tell Jesus all about it.
Tell Jesus all about it.
You should be filled with sorrow for sin.
Be filled with sorrow for sin,
because through sin you have weakened your own spirituality.
Sin, you have weakened your own spirituality.
Grieved the heavenly angels.
Grieved the heavenly angels.
And wounded wounded and bruised the loving heart of your Redeemer. When you have asked Jesus in contrition of soul for his forgiveness,
yes,
believe that he has forgiven
believe
you.
That he has forgiven you.
Do not doubt his divine mercy.
Do not doubt his divine mercy.
Or refuse the comfort of his infinite love.
Yes. Some may say this elder is too self-righteous. He thinks he is perfect. No, no. This message cuts the preacher first before it is delivered. You see, friends, the truth that cuts is the same truth that heals. The
Amen.
Truth that cuts is the same truth that heals.
Amen.
And Christ says, I am the rock, fall on me and be broken, and I will build you up once again as I want. And Hosea 6:1 tells us this.
1-3.
Yes.
It says,
Come,
and let us return unto the Lord.
Let us return unto the Lord.
For he has torn.
He has torn.
He will heal us.
He will heal us.
He has smitten.
He has smitten.
He will bind us up.
He will
up.
Bind us up.
After 2 days.
After 2 days.
Will he revive
will
us?
Will he revive us?
In the third day.
In the third day.
He will raise us up.
He will raise us up.
And we shall live in his sight.
We shall live in his sight. The Lord is coming and we are not ready. But he's saying, come to me and I will make you ready. We shall live in his sight. Continue.
Then shall we know.
Then shall we know.
If we follow on to know the Lord.
If we follow on to know the Lord.
His going forth is prepared as the morning.
His going forth is prepared as the morning.
And he shall come unto us as the rain.
He shall come unto us as the rain.
As the latter and former rain.
As the latter and former rain.
Unto the earth.
Those who are revived are those who have first been torn and broken. Those who are revived are those who have been cut with the word of truth. But they've been healed by that same truth.
Amen.
The Lord is coming. And I am not ready. But the Lord tells me, Ivan, come and I will make you ready. This is the last quote that I will read. This is B. A. Coe, May 21st, 1900, paragraph 6. It says, a hope has been set before every sinner. The instant Adam yielded to Satan's temptation, the instant Adam yielded to Satan's temptation, and the instant that Ivan yields to Satan's temptation, because he does, the instant Adam yielded to Satan's temptation and did the very thing which God had said he should not do, Christ the Son of God stood between the living and the dead, saying, let the punishment fall on me. I will stand in man's place. Give him another trial. Transgression placed the whole world under the death sentence. But in heaven, there was heard a voice saying, I have found a ransom. I have found a ransom. The instant Ivan sins and yields to Satan's temptation, The instant Ivan does the very thing which God has said he should not do. Because Ivan does, the Son of God stands between me and the dead. And the Son of God says, God, let that punishment fall on me. I will stand in Ivan's stead. Give Ivan another trial. And that is the same thing that Christ says to each and every single one of us. That he is coming and we are not ready. But he is calling and he is saying, listen, come and I will make you ready. Come and I will make you ready. As I come to a close, I have a sister in this congregation. Her name is Stacy. She's been a sister since I joined in first year. I want her to come and help me sing, and then I will pray. Assist me with the physical nipples are crystal. mchana au usiku. Labda saa ya alasiri, pengine ni alfajiri. Tuambia tuwe tayari, taa zetu tusizime. Ili ajapo atukute, tuwe tukimgoja yeye. Tukimgojea, kukesha tunakungoja wewe. Kukesha tunakungoja wewe. Twakesha twamgoja yeye. Nakumbuka huruma zake, bei ya wokovu wetu. Aliacha nyumba tukufu, awafilie wabaya. Ninadhani itampendeza kama sisi watu wake, tukionyesha pendo letu, tuwe tukimgoja yeye. Tukesha tunakungoja wewe. Tukesha tunakungoja wewe. Tukesha tunakungoja wewe. Twakesha twamgoja yeye. E Yesu Mwokozi mpendwa, wajua nalihifadhi. Tumaini la kukuona, la kukaribishwa nawe. Ukija kwa watu wengine kama mhukumu wao, kwangu utakuwa rafiki, na kesha na kungojea. Tukesha tunakungoja wewe. Tukesha tunakungoja wewe. Twakesha twamgoja yeye. Tukimgoja. We'll pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your word. This truth is a truth that cuts, it points out all the sins in all the hidden corners and crevices. But you don't show us these things to condemn us. You show us these things that we may run to your throne, repent, and be healed, be washed once again, be made whole and in your image. You tell us, Lord, that we should come just as we are, with our sins, with our filth, you will make us whole. You are coming back again, and we are not ready. Lord, we come that you may make us ready. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.